As winter winds down, I'm counting the days until my wife mentions two words that will fill a month of Saturdays: spring cleaning. Much of the challenge that lies before us will be in our basement. We moved into a house a few months ago, and one of the reasons we liked it is because it has a much larger basement than our other home. As it turns out, however, each member of our family has their own plans for that basement. My wife is looking forward to having a craft and gift wrapping room. My oldest child is just hoping for a place for him to hang out with his friends. My youngest, sketching out plans for the world's largest Lego village. And I want a nice office, a home gym, and a wine cellar. Of course, we also have to have room for the washer, dryer, hot water heater, and furnace. All total, I think we have about 10,000 square feet of plans for a 1,000 square foot basement. I'm not sure our basement spring cleaning will help expand the space, but at least the space will be ready for some of those uses. What is not competing for space in our basement is a bunch of stuff. Other than a few totes of holiday decorations, we've been pretty disciplined about not accumulating too much over the years. None of us are collectors, and that's evident in the rest of the house as well. There aren't porcelain figures occupying every nook, and we even toss out most of our children's school papers each day, saving only a representative sampling. My childhood and adolescent belongings fill one small box that includes odds and ends, as well as a few dozen baseball cards and some Sports Illustrated magazines with the likes of Muhammad Ali and Larry Bird on the covers. The one thing I do enjoy collecting is not something most people keep in their basement. Well, not unless they're sociopaths. I like to collect people. Now, not just any people, mind you, but people who come from different places in the world. Having a melting pot of friends has enriched my life in so many ways, my culinary life included. Back in graduate school, I befriended a group of young women who shared my love of great food. They came from all over the globe, India, Korea, Turkey, Spain. For several weeks, we spent every Tuesday evening at one of their apartments cooking together. Those were good times. Actually, they were great times. I was the only guy in the group. Having done a bit of international traveling, I've also picked up a few friends from abroad, and I'd like to do more of that. On my bucket list is to spend a week in the French countryside, shopping the markets and befriending the locals. Now, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I'm reminded that I really need someone Irish to add to my collection of friends. Each year for St. Patrick's Day, I experiment with an Irish dish like soda bread, champ, or corned beef, but I know I must be missing those hints, that advice, or even just the stories that can only come from a true Irishman, or even an Irish woman. With St. Patrick's Day falling on Saturday this year, I will probably be multitasking, cleaning the basement and making a pot of Irish stew. Now, the recipe I use is a good one. It's thick and hearty, and it's a great way to close down the winter. It has generous chunks of beef, carrots, potatoes, all braised in a rich Guinness stout, and then seasoned with bay leaves, rosemary, and thyme. Now, you can get that full recipe on the website. I still have a few days to find that Irish friend. Someone who can sit with me in the kitchen to transfer some of that authentic culinary wisdom, or just tell me an Irish tale. So, if you want to apply for the job as my Irish friend, just let me know. And if you want to come over on Saturday, I promise not to ask you to help clean the basement.